I can't believe this is happening. We've been contacted by a concerned resident at a retirement home in Yagoona in Sydney Southwest. They have worked out that the serial killer Reginald Arthurl is living among them. This is someone who stabbed his father-in-law to death in 1974, robbed and killed a teenager in 1981, and bashed his fiancée to death with a plank of wood while on parole in 1995. Now, Arthurl has been plonked in a retirement home among frail and vulnerable residents. They only know Arthurl's identity because we published photographs of Arthurl's new identity, Regina, a female, up on 2GB.com. That image then ended up in the newspapers. It's now gone around the world, published today in the New York Post. Howard Brown, the victim's advocate, is live on the line right now. Howard, good morning to you.
Morning, Ben.
What a disgrace. You've got these poor families waking up realising a triple killer is living near their grandparent or their parent.
And the ridiculous thing, Ben, is we had a perfectly safe location for him, the Cosp out at Malabar. They moved him from there 4 weeks ago. The question is, why would you take him from a perfectly safe environment and place him in an environment where there are elderly people who are vulnerable, who are being visited by their own children and their grandchildren?
And that halfway house that you mentioned, Arthurl was contacted this week and offered a spot in the halfway house. Arthurl refused. Why wouldn't they just say, listen, you don't get a choice about these things, you scumbag. That's where you go.
Well, I cannot understand why Community Corrections actually gave him the choice. They should have directed him back to the COSP, and if he had then declined, he would be in breach of his parole, and then we could take him back into custody.
Now, we've revealed this week that Arthurl has been making threats against a victim's relative, Paul Quinn. You say these new threats made by Arthurl would be a breach of his supervision order conditions, so the Attorney General has the ability to instruct his Crown Solicitor to seek a continuing detention order and throw Arthurl back behind bars.
And my view, Ben, is that that is the only way to deal with Arthurl. He has completely lost his rights as far as freedom is concerned. He has indicated by his behaviour, and it's not just threats against Paul Quinn and his family, he's also issued those threats against various members of the State Parole Authority. It is clear that he cannot live a normal, lawful community life, and on that basis, the application that's currently before the court for a continuing supervision order should be revoked, and an application for a continuing detention order should be made, because the risk factors of him committing a further offence have now manifested in those utterances of threats.
We can only guess that Arthurl will have to be moved out of that retirement home right now.
Well, if for no other reason, that the owners of the nursing home, if they have not contacted their insurers to advise them of an increase in risk, they would have no public liability cover, and I don't believe that the people in the nursing home would be willing to take that type of risk or responsibility. He has to go back to the COSP.
Always good to get your point of view, Howard. Thanks for your time.
Anytime, Ben. Thanks,
Howard,
mate.
Brown, the victim's advocate. Can you believe it? Thanks to Corrections New South Wales, a serial killer coming to a retirement home near you.